Thank you for joining us. This is Jewel and Ari with Essentino Artists.
Hey guys, how's Hello. It going?
Thank you for joining us for this live interview. Our purpose here is to talk about earning money online, especially making that first $0 to $1,000 or even that first $1, because nothing else is possible after that. And it is possible to make a lot of money and work full-time online today. I didn't think it was possible before. And then once I did realize it was possible for me, then it happened. So that's what we're here to help you with. I'm so excited to introduce you to Jewel and Ari. Jewel, Ari, will you tell us a little bit about how we got here today?
Do you want the short version or the long version?
Wait, what's echoing? I can hear myself talking.
Oh, really? We can't hear. It's good on our end. Are you playing it on another device, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. Oh. You're right. I got it. Thank you. It's on YouTube. All right. Just you guys talk before I mess anything else up.
It's happened to us many times when we do lives. But yeah, I'm Jewel. This is Orit. And we're from Vancouver, Canada, British Columbia, Canada. And we've known each other since high school. And when we were in high school, like, I was supposed to become a nurse, and then Arit was supposed to become a doctor. And then, you know, while going through university and college, kind of got that feeling like this wasn't enough, like life wasn't enough. And I'll shorten it down a little bit more. I found the book The Secret, and right after I read that book, I decided I wanted to become an entrepreneur and create something for myself, because when I would work my 9-to-5 job in downtown in Vancouver, my paycheck would be exactly the same, like every week when they handed out the envelopes for your pay stub. And I was like, it's the same thing like all the time. Like, I stopped opening them after a while because there was really no point. I knew that I was going to just get that number, whether I did more work or less work. So because when I realized that, I actually did less work because I knew that I was going to be getting paid the exact same. Like, nothing was dependent on me. It was just me being there and clocking in my hours. So that wasn't very fulfilling for me. I said, I want to become an entrepreneur. I told Arit about it. She said, what? Like, what do you mean? we haven't done any schooling. We haven't done any education. Like, we didn't go to business school or anything like that. We had zero experience. But I told her to read the book, and she kind of took it seriously because I never read at all. And I thought reading was stupid. I don't think it's stupid now, but I really did at the time. I thought it was like a waste of time. So when I told her that, you know, I read this book, I love this book, it's my favorite book, when I handed it to her, she was like, also inspired.
I knew she meant it.
Yeah. So that's like when the shift happened. And then we went into the world of entrepreneurship, tried many things. And in the last like 2-3 years, we've really found like our footing and like what we really like to do. Cause we tried so many things that we didn't like at all, like blogging, creating websites. You know, blogging at the time was big when we first started, and doing like WordPress websites and building websites, but we found that we didn't really enjoy it. We can still do it now, but we don't enjoy it. And we love like YouTube and our channel and stuff.
And joining other network marketing companies. So other companies where we would promote other people's products and services. I mean, we learned a lot. A ton of stuff was learned during that, because we just kind of jumped into all of this. Like Jewel said, we didn't have any previous experience. So being exposed to other entrepreneurs, other types of businesses, you know, what goes into that in terms of marketing and sales and communicating with your audience, how to grow an audience, how to talk to your customers, all that stuff we learned. We learned what we liked and we learned what we didn't like. You know, taking all of those lessons, we started to focus more on building our own business. So Essentino Artists, and putting more time into, especially our YouTube channel. So with our YouTube channel, we, you know, started going hard at releasing videos, creating videos. And these videos would be tutorials, which we still do to this day, by the way. We release like 5 to 6 videos a week now. And it's like, everything that we've learned. So on Mondays we release videos on how to make money online, and you know, Jewel talks about Amazon FBA or Merch by Amazon, stuff that we're doing in that realm. And then on Tuesdays we talk about business tips or social media, so we have tutorials on that. On Wednesdays, it's all about video editing, video production, because Jewel's an expert in Camtasia. She edits all of the videos. And Thursdays is Mind Thrive Thursdays. So mindset is a huge, huge component of success, of building, of going after what you want, of achieving what you want. So we make sure to dedicate a day to that as well. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is you changed your mindset first. You were unhappy with your life as it was, which is getting a paycheck, not mattering how hard you tried at it and getting the same check. And you read a book that helped you and inspired you a lot to say, I'm just going to try and do this. I believe I can do it. And it can't be worse than what I've been doing so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it was not just reading The Secret, but it was because we read The Secret and because we kind of had that seed planted in our mind of, oh, you can do any, like you can attract what you want to do in life. You can do anything you want to do in life. Because that message in itself is not really taught. It's not really mentioned or shared on a larger scale with you. And so it's almost like we were empowered with that message. And then it shifted our perspective to think, okay, well, what do we want to really do with our lives? Because I was, like Jewel mentioned, I went to UBC, the University of British Columbia here in Vancouver, taking courses like science courses and psychology and all that, because I was going to go to med school. Because that's just what you do when you have good grades, right? You either become a doctor, a lawyer, engineer. And so I was on that path, and it was a complete 180 because I took the medical admissions exam to get into med school twice, after I graduated, didn't really work out, you know, my marks weren't competitive enough. So I took that year right after school to go work at a job, and it was kind of in the psychology field. So I had an office job. And in that space, you know, it kind of gave me more time to think more about what I wanted to do. And, you know, it was also at that office job that I met there was another coworker there, and she was part of a business networking group. And when Jewel started mentioning the stuff about entrepreneurials and all that, I was like, okay, let's go to this networking event that my coworker invited me to. And from there, everything kind of grew. That's where it started.
That's when the slide of journeying started.
Yeah. Well, you've been on an amazing journey. Thank you. I see you guys commented on the YouTube video. Thank you to Always New, Ramon Caceres, Chinny Chin Chin. And Always New, O'Share 5 and Trainer Studio, thanks for watching. We're very interested in answering whatever questions you have today. If you're not familiar with Jewel and Arete and what kind of experience, I took just a quick look right now to see what I could pull up. And I can see on Fiverr, Jewel and Arete have, it looks like thousands of orders completed on Fiverr, 700 and something, almost all 5-star reviews. On Fiverr, YouTube channel with 16,000+ subscribers, tons of views on that, lots of helpful tutorials, therefore getting ad revenue every month from YouTube, along with what else do you guys do?
So we also do the whole Amazon umbrella. So we do Amazon FBA and Merch by Amazon. Those are the two main things that we do. We have under Merch by Amazon is a print-on-demand business where you can come up with designs and then create your own Amazon store, Etsy store, Redbubble store, and then put your designs on products. And then when customers order them, it's print-on-demand, so they're not going to make it until an order is placed. Because for the longest time, I wanted to do a t-shirt business, but I never wanted to house like hundreds of t-shirts and print it and like do it myself. I never wanted to do that. I wanted it to be like automated. So when we found that program, like, I really like it. I love how we've sold, I think on our one Merch by Amazon account, we've sold like almost 3,000 shirts. Wow. And like, I've never touched a shirt, you know, I've ordered one of our shirts before, but I've never like had to package or, you know, print it or anything like that. So yeah, we really like the online automated type stuff online. Yeah.
That's amazing. I bought 400 and something shirts when I first started out online, got them printed by Cafe Press. And well, long story short, everyone ended up getting those as Christmas gifts that year. And I gave almost all of them away. I sold two of them, one on eBay and one I don't even know. So I'm impressed. 3,000 shirts sold on one. So you said Amazon Merch on Demand. That's Amazon's like t-shirt and other merchandise printing platform, similar to Cafe Press, Redbubble, yeah. Teespring. You also mentioned quickly Amazon FBA, which is Amazon Fulfillment by Amazon. Is that Fulfillment by Amazon? What is that? How does it work?
So with Amazon FBA, I primarily focus on .ca. So in Canada, we're here in Vancouver. And so I do retail arbitrage and online arbitrage. So what that means is you have your phone and you go into the store. Retail arbitrage is when you go into the store, scan products, and then the app tells you, okay, based on this price in the store, if you sell it for this price on Amazon, then you'll make this much profit. Like, it'll show you if you can make a profit on the item or not. And then the same with online. So I like that part of e-commerce of finding products for low and then selling them for high on Amazon. And I focus on .ca. So we have a lot of Canadians who watch us on our channel.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So you mean you can walk into a store and scan a whatever it's on sale, and then you can see how much you can sell it for on Amazon?
Yeah, yeah.
And you can profit margin?
Online as well. Amazon has their app where you can actually scan your computer screen. And it will, like, it's almost like you're in the store as well. So yeah, that's the basic premise of like retail arbitrage is scanning for products. I find stuff at Dollarama all the time. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So what do you do once you find it? You scan it, like, all right, this is a profit. Like, how does the rest of that work?
So I'll give you an example. Dollarama, you know, because you're into gaming. So at Dollarama last year, they had the Xbox 360 Guitar Hero game for $4. And it was the guitar, right?
Wow. Like,
so I used to play video games when I was younger and stuff. So, and I knew when I saw that is worth way more than $4. So I bought out the whole stock in the store. And even though they were long product because it was a guitar, what you do is when you buy a product, you go into your Amazon dashboard and you input your products based on the barcode and you create what's called a shipping plan. And then they'll tell you, okay, ship it to this warehouse or this warehouse. And then you label it with the Amazon UPC stickers that they give you. And then you just package it and ship it to them. And your packaging doesn't need to be nice or fancy or anything. Like, you can use like whatever boxes. You just need to get it to them. And then they house it in their warehouse. And then once they receive it, your sort of products go live on the Amazon website listings. So last year during Christmas time, all those Guitar Hero things that I bought for $4 were selling for like $49 per guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of basically how it works, but there are other factors, but that's an example that we did with the Xbox Guitar Hero games.
That's awesome. Now, how did you... This is one of those things like I didn't even think to realize to consider like that's out there. How do you find out about things like that?
Well, I do believe in that, you know, you attract opportunities for yourself. But how I exactly found out about it was I started on Craigslist. So I love like selling and e-commerce. I was like selling stuff, having my own garage sales in my room whenever like my come over. I would sell like a pair of my Levi's jeans for 10 cents. And like my sister would buy them and stuff. And like I was so into selling back when I was a kid. But basically I started with Craigslist. Then you move on to eBay. And then I started joining like groups and stuff. And then people were talking about Amazon and Amazon FBA. And then I just learned about it through other people talking about it, watched videos. And then like just it went from there. Basically everything that we know and learn right now is from online, YouTube videos, other people on Facebook groups. And yeah, I loved the concept of buying stuff, shipping it into Amazon, and they take care of the customer service. So I really didn't want to have to deal with that kind of stuff. So I like that they package, ship it out. And if there is a problem, if there is a refund, I'll just see it in my account, but I never had to deal with that person or anything.
Yeah, so it's very hands-off, the whole Amazon FBA thing. I actually, because I'm the one who primarily sells the t-shirt designs and that sort of thing on Etsy. With Merch by Amazon, again, the platform that allows you to sell t-shirt designs on Amazon, that is very hands-off with the customers. Amazon kind of handles all of that. There's not much customer service. But on Etsy, it's totally different. And I actually like it. I really like I love interacting with customers. I love having them send a picture of me, of their son wearing the t-shirt that we designed. Like it's really rewarding. And that's why I also do like a lot of the design work on Fiverr. Again, it's very customer
like. Yeah, she likes related. Dealing with customers and like having that whole interaction. Yeah. And I'm very passive in that I like helping people, but I like that's why I'm more into the YouTube videos. You put it up for the training and then it's out there. People can watch it on their own time and sort of do their own thing with it. Same with the online courses. But you do get questions and stuff, which we are bombarded with. But Reed is usually the one who answers all those.
Well, I'm enjoying it, learning all these things. Now, this makes me want to go to the store and like try and find one of those little deals now. Like, aha, $10 here.
I'm so jealous of Americans with Amazon FBA because it's way easier for you guys because you guys have much more traffic to Amazon.com than on .ca. It's a lot easier for a U.S. person to get started with Amazon FBA scanning in the stores. It'll be way easier for you than it is
for me. So how do you get started with Amazon FBA?
Oh, you just go to Google and you type in Amazon FBA, and then there are different plans that you can start off with. You can start off with the free plan or the professional plan, and then you download the free app, the Amazon seller app, and you can also even start scanning stuff in your house, like scan some things that you have around your house, and you'll see like the price that it sells for and the profit, and it'll show, and then you can like type in like what you bought it for, and you can see if you'll make a profit or not.
Does it have to be brand new, like in a box, or can you go around to garage sales?
Oh, you can. There are people who go towards that market of garage sales and vintage stuff, for sure. They definitely do that. The majority of the stuff on Amazon is geared towards new, but there are people who also do it on Amazon and on eBay. A lot of vintage stuff does well on eBay.
Yeah. That's so smart. Oh, let's get catch up on the questions. He says, you two are hot, true MILFs. Let the other girl talk too. Oh, but thanks for watching, D Wills.
Comment.
D Wills says, how do I meet both of you?
We are in Vancouver.
You got an Airbnb listing.
Yes.
Ramon Quesera says, I'm looking for, and we love reading your comments and questions, so we'd love to make this unique or specific to what you want to hear about. Ramon says, I'm looking for help for passive income. I do real estate, but I don't have the funds to drop almost $100K, then make it a rental. wanted to make a website I can work for 5 hours a day or so on. But great information, Ramon says. And Trainer Studio says, I painted tons of shirts in the past in my country, Venezuela, but things changed here, so I had to use another system. So those are...
I would say, you know, when like we were talking about earlier, we started doing a lot of different things. Like, we still do different projects right now, but like, we tried everything. Like, we would say yes to everything.
It was like our motto was like, yes.
Yes. We were like, let's try it out. Let's do it. And, you know, because there's so many, there isn't one way to earn passive income. I'm sure everyone knows this. Like, there's just so many avenues. And, you know, the way to find out which one works best for you is to start trying them. And you won't really know. You won't really know whether you like it. You won't know whether it's for you until you actually try it. And it's okay if it's you're doing it and it's not your thing. It's okay to like ditch that project and work on something else. Because with anything, with any, no matter what it is, it's a long-term thing to earn, to build it up. It takes time. It takes effort. And if you're taking that time and effort and investing money at the same time in something that you're not enjoying, it's not worth it. So find that thing that you're enjoying and stick to it and make it grow.
Yes, I found the same things myself. And it sounds so like cliche, but this, the mental stuff is really important. Like the mindset you have of abundance. And for me, sometimes I get frustrated. I'm like, come on, after 7 years online, I ought to have more passive income. Mm-hmm. Then, I mean, I get thousands a month in passive income. And I'm like, I should get more than this. You know, it's,
yeah.
It's always, I like what you said about, you got to enjoy it, because the worst ideas I've had are things that I got into it looking how much money I can make. And then I'm in the middle of it, like, I don't like doing this. And now I need to keep doing it to make more of the money. So for me, if you want passive income, it's to do something you love and make that into passive income. Instead of, I got sucked into all these ideas that I thought would make money. And when I started doing them, I'm like, this is horrible. I hate doing this. And there's few things that are worse than facing the reality that you've made yourself a job you don't like. Talk about feeling dumb.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. But it's also, it's okay to try out a bunch of stuff. And if in the middle of it, you want to bail, it's okay. As long as you keep going. Like, for us, like, when I got rid of my 9-to-5 job, like, I said to myself, I'm never going back to a 9-to-5 job after I had that feeling of freedom. I was like, I can never go back, no matter how hard it is. If I'm doing well or not, I can't go back. I won't, because that feeling was worse. I would say I was depressed at that time. It was really bad mentally for me when I had my 9-to-5 jobs. I was confused because I was in downtown. Vancouver's a beautiful city. It had a waterfront view of the city and everything, and I'm right in the core of downtown. At the time, you know, I was making good money, right? But I dreaded like every single day. And I remember having to drink at least 5 cups of coffee, at least 3 cans of pop, just to keep myself awake. Like, I would have like these candies and drinks and pop in my desk because I was falling asleep because I was that bored with my life. Like, now when, you know, that we have the freedom, it's like there's not enough time. For us, like, we're so busy all the time, and it's exciting, it's different. Yeah. But there it was like I couldn't even keep myself awake. Like, I would actually fall asleep, which is really bad. But yeah, that was my life during that time. And it's funny because I got rid of all of that and the happiness came. Like, when you're actually doing something that for yourself, things change and your mindset changes. So right away, like within the first 2 months of leaving, it was scary, but I said I'm never going back ever, no matter what. So yeah, I mean it's all dependent on your situation, but in my opinion, if you really hate your job, like, do something to change it. Like, you don't have to to live a life like that. You can change it.
Yeah, I was working on Essatino stuff, like on our business, while I had my 9-to-5 job. So, that would fuel me, you know, that would help me get through the days. Like I would kind of sneak in some work at my desk. And, you know, I just always kept thinking about the day that I would walk into that office and hand in my resignation, my 2 weeks notice, because my business was well enough to, you know, take care of itself and like being able to leave that job. I replayed that movie in my head so many times, like multiple times a day. And yeah, it's just like, you just got to hold on to that belief that it will happen. I think I'm still learning the lesson of patience. it's like,
me too.
Yeah, like you were saying, right? You know, you're working on stuff, you're making money, but you know, it's like, I should be making more. I want to make more. It's always like this thing more. With entrepreneurs. Yeah, it's like what you have is never enough. You want more. But it's really important to, you know, to be grateful for what you have right now, because you didn't have that a few years ago. And to be patient for what's to come. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Let's see what middle finger. Hi, good to see you. Ramon says, I'm big on Amazon. Easy Designs. Hey there. Maybe I can look into Amazon to see what I can do.
Yeah, yes. They have a whole umbrella of stuff, like all different kinds of things. And they're popping up with more stuff. Like if you write, you can do the Kindle books. If you do, if you want to scan in the store, which is the most basic form of Amazon, I think you should start off with Amazon FBA. And if you are a designer, you can do merch by Amazon. What else do they have? They have so much more.
They have a lot of stuff. It just depends on what you want to do. Jewel actually taught FBA to my mom.
Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah, that was a cool success story, because she was a retired nurse, and she's her mom, so she's like in her 60s, and like she didn't really, what I'm saying about that is she didn't really know technology, like cell phones and computers. Like she's not internet savvy like us. And so I remember I would, because whenever I'd go visit Arit's family, they have these dinners every week, and they would invite me. And there was a Walmart nearby. So every time I would go there, I would go to the Walmart and buy a bunch of products. And then just before the dinner, I'd come in and I'd have these bags and bags of product that I would bring in. And they'd always be confused as to why there were 10 Keurig cup holders, you know? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to sell it on Amazon. And like, they didn't understand that you could like buy something for low and then sell it for high. And she kept asking me about it. And then when she retired, and she was bored with life, because when you retire and, you know, you've done nursing for this many years and all of a sudden you have nothing, it's like, it's such a different world. And I could see that in her, and I was like, you should do this. You're good at finding deals. You go to Walmart all the time. You should do this. And so I actually gave her my course, my online course, and she watched it like while I was around and stuff. And it's pretty funny because she's sitting there on the laptop and there's like me in the background. And she's like taking notes.
My mom has her earphones on watching the screen.
And she's taking notes. And then we did a couple of shopping trips together. I showed her how to package and box everything. And like, now she knows how to do it on her own, and she's making her own sales. And she had zero experience like with computers and cell phones and stuff. But like, I had to teach her everything, and it worked out really great, because she was definitely willing to learn. She wasn't afraid to learn, even though I find a lot of older people are like, oh, I'm too old for this, or I don't get the internet and stuff like that. But yeah, she put all that aside, and it's really cool. Like even last week, she was like, oh, did you make some sales? I made some sales this week. And like, she checks her phone all the time for her Amazon FBA sales, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that she was able to learn it and do it. Like, she's much happier now that she has something to do.
I love that. That's wonderful. Let's check where we're at on the questions. Did you guys find it extremely difficult? Was there a time that you thought about giving up? Antonio Lopez asks.
That's a good question. Yes.
There's an answer that I'll answer.
Yeah, okay. So for me, there was so many hard times. Like, we used to, back when we didn't have an office, we still do work out of coffee shops, but we would be at coffee shops for like 8 to 10 hours, like no joke. Yeah, like we would be so hardcore with that because that was the only place that we could work and have like good internet, and just like we would drink coffees and stuff. And because I can't really work like in my room or in my place or anything, I need to be in another place. So we got kicked out of some coffee shops because we were there for too long and we'd like only buy two coffees, right? This is back then, like in the like 2010 11 12, but now it's like it's so common now, like they don't care how long you stay because it's like
now everyone's on laptop there.
But back then it wasn't as common, and if you weren't a student, they kicked us out. And then we were like, we were like, what the hell? Like, we just got kicked out of a coffee shop. We're staying there too long. So we thought to ourselves, okay, what's open 24 hours? What has free internet and what has food around it? Because when you're on the laptop for very long, you need all those things, and you need a washroom as well. So we realized and we came up with the plan to go to the airport and work at the airport. Because we live in a city where the airport, the Vancouver International Airport, is actually like 10 minutes away. So we would park at the casino and take the SkyTrain to the airport and go and work there for like 10 plus hours. And like once we're there, we're there, we're stuck. We kind of kept ourselves stranded there. And Burger King was open 24 hours, and the coffee and the unlimited washrooms.
It was a great deal. It worked out. It was, you know, we had a problem with workspace. We identified that solution and just did that. And it sounds so bizarre, but it really helped us get a lot of work done when, you know, because both of us like experience, we can't work at home. In each of our houses, like it's just too distracting or
too comfortable.
Yeah,
also too comfortable. More likely to lay down and put on a TV show or something. So yeah, there were times there where we would be there, and the thing is with that place, with the airport, is we had to take a SkyTrain to go there because you can't park there because airport parking is way too expensive, right? And so we had to take a SkyTrain. And the thing with the SkyTrain is, if you don't take the last SkyTrain, then there's this gap of time. And then if you missed it at, I can't remember what time, like 12 p.m. or 1 a.m. If you didn't take it at that time, then you would have to wait until 6 a.m. Oh. So there were a bunch of times where we had to make the decision to stay, and we would literally be there for like 15 plus hours. And we were tired. And just things did not gel in the beginning. Like there was no money making in the beginning for sure. Like, and we were just trying things left and right, going to every networking meeting that was happening in Vancouver and just being tired, exhausted, frustrated. And you just kind of break down emotionally, randomly at times when you're just working. And I remember like during all those times, all the breakdowns, all the emotional things that were happening, I never said I'm giving up and I'm going to go back and find a job. I never said that. It would always come down to I'm never giving up, even though I'm crying and stuff like that. I would always be like, I don't like the pain, even though the pain was great. Like it was never an option. Like that was never an option. There were too many people succeeding in the entrepreneurial world, in online money making, that I was like, why not us? Why can't this be us? We're totally capable. So we never accepted defeat, even though that thing didn't work. That thing didn't work. And we may have failed at a bunch of things, but that was never an option. It never is an option for me. So I decided that in the very beginning, that it's going to work. whether it's this thing or some other thing, it's going to work. So that's how I would answer that question.
Yeah, if I to think about giving up, like if I actually gave up, whatever's on the other side of that, I don't feel like I would regret that decision that I gave up. Like I would feel like, you know, I'm missing out on so much more. I feel like I would be in a worse place if I gave up, because, you know, at least on this end, if things aren't working out, I am in control. I can, you know, that thing failed. Okay, that didn't work. That's a lesson. What can I change? What can I do differently so that I have more information to decide whether or not that thing is working? It's like, I really can't see in my mind myself giving up, no matter like how bad things get or how crazy of a roller coaster this entrepreneurial journey is. It's not an option. It's not an option because we enjoy doing what we love. We love it. It's not like it's another job or it's like work. It's life. It's enjoyment. It's happiness. It's what we are supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I'd rather, if I had a choice between like doing this forever and not being paid or going back to my insurance job and being paid, I would choose this because I could barely handle it over there. It was like such a horrible environment mentally for me. So I would definitely, it's more of the, I'd rather die trying. I'd rather die trying for going for what I believe in. And like our tagline is dare to be dream driven. And it's really, it takes courage to go after your dream and to do what you love, because there's so, you feel like that salmon fishing up the stream, the stream is coming down on you and you're just trying to get back up. It's exactly like that. So it does take guts to go after what you believe in. And yeah. It's worth it. Like I always, like we kind of, people that we meet, we love sharing our story. And I call it, when I read that book, The Secret, and that this whole new world presented itself, I call that like I woke up, because I felt like I was sleeping up until that point. Mm-hmm. My life honestly didn't start until I finished that book. So yeah. We got a couple of comments. I saw someone from South Africa. She's, ooh, South African.
Yes, Mizzy from South Africa. What's up?
I was born in Joburg, Missy. Does Missy have a question or a comment?
No, they just said watching from South Africa.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being on here.
These chicks are cute, like smart women are the shiz. Thanks, Dark Waters.
Yes, thank you, for the comments.
It's funny because it's more accepted now for like young entrepreneurs and the female and all that. But back then when we were first starting, it wasn't that popular. So a lot of people didn't take us very seriously when we would go to networking meetings here in Vancouver because we look so young. There was like older men that would brush us aside and be like, oh, these girls aren't for real. But like, that's part of it. Everyone has like their thing that they need to overcome. And it's not like going to be easy for anyone. So expect that it's going to be hard. And that's why we really preach that you need to go after something that you are passionate about, because it's going to be hard. The passionate part's going to get you through all the hardships, all the people telling you that you can't do it. You have to have that passion, has to be able to overcome that. If you don't have that, then it's going to be very difficult for you to get past. And that's where a lot of people have that block, is it's not strong enough to push through. Because like our parents were like, what, you want to go into business, entrepreneurship? You don't have the schooling. You don't have the, like, I was horrible in school. I like failed out of a bunch of stuff. I was only good in art and gym class. And, yeah. Like I loved art. I took photography, art, 3D, clay works, like all the art classes I just took because that's what I enjoyed. And now I can create art through video and through online. And that's kind of where my creative outlets are right now. But yeah.
Yeah, you both reminded me of my business at one point. I was over $100,000 in debt because the better things went, the grander my plans and the more I spent. And my brother's like, at what point do you quit your business and declare bankruptcy? I'm like, well, not yet. And then it's like by divine intervention, I was like given a way out of all that. And I don't have any of that today, which is amazing.
What was your business?
I was initially serving clients, which that seems to be the easiest way if you just want to make some money online to start right away serving clients. But if you want passive income, to me, it's like matching up active income like you guys do. You have the active income with Fiverr and the orders. The active income, balancing that with creating stuff that can make passive income where you don't have to actually do anything to earn money off it. How do you guys strike that balance with putting time into serving clients to make money today and then also taking the time to create videos and things that are, you know, that can just earn money without you having to do anything?
Well, the passive income streams came from doing the work of the active income, because through servicing clients and, you know, learning all about digital marketing and all this kind of stuff, building a business, we empowered ourselves with the knowledge to share that with other people, you know, on our YouTube channel, which is a form of passive income, on a Udemy, where we have online courses, which is a form of passive income. So, you know,
so you get banned.
Yeah. I get banned, which has not happened yet for us. We go through these periods of time where we're like, okay, we want to build a course. And so that will kind of be like our project for the next 2 weeks or month or whatever the time period is. And we'll focus all of our energy on doing that. And, you know, we set that time aside for putting in the effort into creating that product, that passive income product or whatever it may be. And then once it's released, it's released, right? It's like you put in all that time and effort once, and then you just let it fly. And for us, we're always, always creating videos on our YouTube channel. So that's like a constant marketing stream for us in terms of marketing our courses, marketing like
affiliate marketing,
affiliate stuff, my design services, like that is our marketing avenue. And that kind of we've had so many people message us as clients from YouTube just because they saw our videos. So I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
I think for us, like, there was a point where we're like, okay, what are we doing? Because we're like, we were so confused as to what we wanted to do. And when we started to go in with YouTube, I saw that as a bigger opportunity. And I always tell people when they try and tell me what their passion is and stuff, I always tell them, you should start a YouTube channel. Like, you should do videos. Because when people see you and your personality, it really translates well into like recommending things, selling things. So, mm-hmm. And it's a huge barrier for people. So a lot of people can't get on video. So to be on video, you're already putting yourself ahead of a lot of people because they hide behind text or whatever, pictures. But to be on video and to speak really makes yourself stand out. So whenever I meet people, I'm always like, you should start a YouTube channel. And I'm really seeing like the power of it. It's like our main sort of hub. And then the videos that we put out all lead into sort of spider webs of different things. So it leads into the Fiverr orders, or it leads into the YouTube ad revenue, or it leads into, ideas for Merch by Amazon or collaborations with people. It's gotten so many opportunities. It's crazy. When you create a video, the opportunities that we found were amazing. Like, people have, we get a lot of messages like for sponsorships, like people wanting to need to mention them in the videos or mention their website or whatever. And it's like, it's really cool because in the beginning we didn't get any of that kind of stuff, but now it's like we get these emails all the time of people that are like, can you try our product? Can you mention our website? And, and we can charge for it now, which is really cool. Yeah. So you've built that credibility. So the channel is like, it's become a part of us because it keeps me learning and growing and wanting to adapt because I need to put out new content every week.
It makes us innovate.
So I can't just every day stay stale. You know, I have to keep innovating. So that's why, like, you know, when we have the partner calls and you're like, oh, I didn't know about that. And I didn't know about that. It's because we're constantly like learning and stuff for the channel, for the people. Yeah. The channel is dedicated to the people.
For the people.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you want to make money online, a YouTube channel or making videos online is one of the most biggest steps you can take to stand out.
I think it's a huge asset to have. Yeah.
The thing is, the thing is like you are your own brand. Like you are you. No one is like you. You have a unique personality. And even though there's thousands of other designers out there, hundreds of thousands,
millions
of people doing what it is that you do, it's all because someone may have watched your video or has created a connection with you in some way that they're going to buy your service or your product. And video creates that connection, we feel, the fastest because it's just like, it's like you're right in front of like each other, right? You're talking to that person, you're seeing who they are. It's like we always make a point to be like, to just talk to someone as a friend when we film our videos, to just be casual, to just be ourselves, because, you know, that'll resonate with some people and that won't with others, but that's okay because you like want to strengthen that connection with the people who do connect with you.
And to say that, you know, with you, Jerry, like, we were drawn to you and wanted to connect with you because of your video, because you do videos and your personality and stuff. So that's how we first got to know you, is through your online courses and video and then your YouTube channel. So yeah, it definitely works in our opinion.
I think we're working on a formula. So we've talked through here, the basic formula is you first have to change your mindset, get inspired, which often can be a result of unhappiness. Like, I'm sick of doing what I'm doing. There's got to be a better way. Take those inspirational books, take inspirational videos, get inspired, clear a time to make money. Because if you've got a full-time job and a family, there's just not time to do like a side hustle and still enjoy your life. Clear that time out, then get into making videos and serving clients. The clients will bring you the money in today. And the videos will set up an asset that's a bigger and bigger foundation you can build over time.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you're
totally right. The videos are an asset. They stay up there and they work for you. They continue to work for you.
Like, we've had videos up for years that people comment on and they're like, oh, I found you from this video you put up in 2015. And it's like, whoa, really? That video's still up? But yeah, like you never know what, like, so many opportunities have come from video. It's crazy. And I highly recommend it because it is hard at first, but like I said, it's a huge barrier for a lot of people. And if you can get up there and get on the video, you'll already be ahead of a lot of people.
Well, let's see what we've got in the questions. We got thank you for all the comments. We love the interaction. That we love to answer some more questions for you. Any print on demand comic book sites? I'm not sure. Alfred's watching from Ghana. Can I know what this video is about? Yes, we're we're trying to let you know how to go from to make your first $1,000 online. We just covered a brief formula for how to do it. Are there any other questions that we want to get to? Mizzy says, thank you so much. I'm also from, I think it's Johannesburg. Beautiful women are from Johannesburg only. My question is, how are you funding your business when you started? Funds for things like research tools, etc. D. Will says, this video is about beautiful women making millions.
I love it. That question you had is really good because, we didn't. We used our 9-to-5 income at first to fund things. But to be honest, we actually did everything for free for as long as we could before paying for tools and services. If you can get away with it, there's much more like services type stuff and websites that you can pay for now. But back then in 2011, there weren't very many like tools and services, like monthly subscriptions and stuff like that. So we did everything for like as little as possible, free as possible. But if you do have the funds, I would suggest getting a course or a software because it will accelerate you. It will go faster. You know, because we tried that free method for a while, we realized, yeah, we can get to that point that we want to, but if we had just gotten this course or gotten this software, it would have made it go faster. So it depends on where you are financially, but if you don't have any income to do it, then do it for free. There's lots of free resources. Like even with the Amazon FBA stuff, you can create the free account and send in items through there. Like you obviously have to pay for the items in the store, but you can start with minimal income. Also like
Fiverr. Well, hopefully you have to pay for the income, the items in store.
Yeah. Or you can, or start with stuff in your house. Like start with stuff that you already have. That's actually on Craigslist. That's what I did is my place was so messy. Like there was like stuff everywhere. I was a collector of stuff. And I realized that I could probably sell that. And I just went around gathering like a garbage bag full of stuff. And then I started selling on Craigslist and I became like hooked to it. At one point, I was selling so much stuff on Craigslist. I was doing like 1 to 2 deals a day on Craigslist because my family members, my sister and people and friends,
everybody would give her stuff to sell.
They just wanted to get rid of their stuff and they would all give it to me. I had so many printers and DVD players and DVDs and coffee makers, clothes, like all these kinds of things I've sold on Craigslist. And that's a way to get some income to fund some software or whatever, a course. That's one of the easiest ways. And I actually have videos on my channel now because I'm actually doing Craigslist right now because I am obsessed with it. Like I love it so much. I love finding things that you can't normally sell and just sell them. Like, what was my latest couple of sales here? My dad found a Homer Simpson skateboard that didn't have wheels. And my parents clean like office buildings and stuff. And they found this Homer Simpson skateboard and I took it. At first I didn't understand when they called me and said, I have a Homer Simpson skateboard. I didn't understand why mom and dad, do you have a Homer Simpson skateboard? But it, long story short, ended up selling that for $76.
So wow.
Like there's endless amount of stories. I've sold like thousands of things on Craigslist.
Well, she created an entire course on that because it was so, it works so well. You know, if you need a fast way to generate some cash, I know that, you know, here in Vancouver, Craigslist is very active. In some cities, it might not be, but
it might be like Kijiji or other kinds of,
but
platforms.
Finding a marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace. I keep hearing like people talking about Facebook Marketplace now. That people are, it's kind of like the new Craigslist. So I've heard a lot about that. I haven't tried it myself. But yeah, if you don't have anything, like even on Fiverr, it's free to create gigs on Fiverr as well. Merch by Amazon. If you don't have graphic design, specialty, you can outsource that. We create our own designs as well as we hire designers for $3 US per design.
Wow.
And, you know, you can get some, they're really talented. Like you can get some really cool designs from there. What else do we do? Merch by Amazon.
Yeah, it's just basically finding a way to come up with some sort of cash. If you are at that point where, you know, you've done stuff for free for a while and you're finding that you now need some money to help you get to the next level in your business, whether that's outsourcing, getting someone to help you, or purchasing a software, a tool, anything like that, that will like market more of your stuff, anything like that. So when you get to that point, you now have something in mind that you want to purchase. and you have a dollar amount in mind, write that dollar amount down and make it a goal. Like, always look at that so that you know, if that extra money comes in from the job that you're working, if it comes in from selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, whatever it may be, you now have that money to put back into your business and take you to the next level. It's like a game, right? You're just, it really is like a video game. Life is like a video game.
And as a side note, have you heard of Gary Vaynerchuk?
Yes.
Okay. So he's like a multimillionaire, right? Huge marketing company. He lately released a series called Trash Talk. And it's where he goes in New York and in New Jersey, and he's going to garage sales and he's going and buying stuff. So in one, he has three episodes right now called Trash Talk, and he'll go in for the day, like maybe 5 hours or something, and he'll hit up a bunch of garage sales. He'll spend like $70 to $100, and then he'll show you that you can sell that on eBay. And he has turned those episodes where he's spending $70 to $100, but the profits are like $200, $300, $400 on eBay. And he's buying like mugs, used mugs, stuffed animals, little Legos, toys. And like, he gets so excited because somebody bid on this Olympics pin from Jamaica for $29. And he bought it for cents, like a couple of cents, because it was in a set. And there were like hundreds of pins in it. And he was so happy and so excited. And this is a person who's like a multimillionaire, but they're excited off of one person making a bid on a $29 pin that he got at a garage sale. Because he's all about starting with the fundamentals. And it's the same with us, that if you don't have that groundwork, like, start off with that. Start off with that, because it creates a mental state for you, not only to hustle, to work hard, but it will show you the value that you need to move on with your business. Because he makes millions of dollars, but he went out 5-6 hours driving around in his car to garage sales, and he actually films himself interacting with the people, and like, oh, I'll pay $2 for this mug, and then sell it for $20 on eBay. And he's created this whole thing of people getting on eBay right now. There's this whole like community of people, and there's people that are commenting that are like, I managed to make 300 this week, I managed to make 1,000. And it's all from like him showing like the Trash Talk series. And I highly recommend you check it out, because Craigslist might not be good in your area. You might be in an area where it's not popular, but at least on eBay, you can sell like internationally or, you know, within the USA. Mm-hmm. So I recommend checking out that for sure, if you are just starting out.
So it sounds like you're saying to just get in the middle of what you love. And if you have the right mindset, you'll see all these opportunities, as long as you're familiar with some of these basic tools. Like, you realize there's eBay, you like buying things, like, you just need a little inspiration to look around and say, oh, I like eBay, I like buying things, where can I find things that people don't think are valuable and get them to the people who will think they're valuable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you might not necessarily know right off the bat what it is that you want to do, how you want to make money, how you want to achieve your goals. And that's fine. Like, you know, some people do know exactly what they want to do. They have a goal and they're, you know, they know they want to focus entirely on that business. But if you don't know, then this is a good way to try different things and kind of let the universe direct you, in a sense, because you like more of what's going on over here, maybe with the eBay stuff, or you know, you're really enjoying customer service stuff over here with Fiverr. Like, just let that guide you, and you will eventually find what you love doing and what you're good at as well.
Beautiful. I think we're about to an hour here. I'm so grateful for all this valuable information you shared out here with us for free. Where's the best place for people to contact you, or to, you know, if they want to work with you on Fiverr or to watch your YouTube videos? I'll put your YouTube link is already in the description.
Great, thanks. Mainly our YouTube channel is where people can subscribe and find us. If yeah, the link, we also have like a direct link, so you can go to imdreamdriven.com and that'll take you to straight to our YouTube channel as well.
Cool.
It's just an easier way for us to say it because our name is weird.
Yeah, my name is weird. Yeah. Jewel.
No, like our business name is weird.
Oh,
Like people don't know how to say it.
People,
So
yeah, we just like having weird names
yeah.
to spell and pronounce.
But yeah, just go there, check us out.
YouTube channel, yeah.
Feel free
Fiverr.
to our contact information is in every video, so feel free to like email us or anything like that. We produce content Monday to Thursday and sometimes Friday and Saturday, and it's all like free tutorials, and we get straight to the point in the videos. We don't mull around or try and sell you something in the beginning. We just teach the whatever we want to teach and get straight to the point. So you'll find value definitely with that channel.
And if you'd like to email you, it looks like there's a on your about page on YouTube, you can go to the for business inquiries if anyone would like to email you to collaborate or whatnot.
Cool, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. We would love to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate you being here today as a part of the partner program. I've been thinking, like, I want to do more of these now. This is awesome. Because I get to learn so much from listening to what you have to say.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, it's how we got into live video was someone was like, "Oh, did you want to interview me?" And I was like, yeah, I guess so." And it got me learning about YouTube Live and everything, and it's actually really beneficial for the channel as well. But you also get to have these interactions with people that aren't necessarily like in your area. Like you're in Florida, we're here in Canada, and like we can have a discussion as well as people watching. Like they can get the inspiration and get it might be one thing that we say like in the middle or at the end, and it could change their life. So we love doing these kinds of interviews.
Well, thank you for doing this interview with me. I've had a good time with it. Will you be okay with me putting this on my Facebook page and my podcast also?
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
absolutely. Yeah.
Do it up. Share it.
Excellent. Well, I'll see if I can figure out how to do that with this YouTube live hangout after to download the video after this.
Cool, yeah. You definitely can download
Any final words of wisdom for anyone watching?
it. You can
We talked about so many different things. I think the main key takeaway is to just try as many things as you can. If you don't know what you like to do, say yes to everything in the beginning, try it out and follow what you like doing most. And once you've found that thing, give it your all, put 10x into it and really do whatever you can to make that thing grow.
My advice would be that if you are truly unhappy with where you are in life, and you will know because every day, if you are unhappy, you'll dread it, you'll be depressed. Like, if you honestly are, like, do something about it. You have a choice, you have the ability to change, you don't have to stay in that state. I would recommend the book The Secret or watching the movie The Secret. It's on Netflix as well. And it's a, if you've never watched or heard any of that kind of stuff, you need to be open to wanting to change and to receive the information. Because
Yes.
if you are not and you watch The Secret, you'll be like, what is
This
this?
is
This is
stupid.
lame. This is stupid. Like, this
Yeah.
is like some weird magic stuff. But you need to be open to that. And trust me, before I read that book, The Secret, like I was so closed. Everything that went bad was everyone else's fault except for me. It was never my fault. The way I was feeling was not my fault. But when you change that, it actually is your fault, and you do need to take responsibility, then things will change. So those are my recommendations for you guys.
Well, I love it. Thank you for being here with us today. Essentino Artists on YouTube. Did I get that right? Essentino?
Yes,
Essentino.
Essentino. It's the order
Essentino. All
of
right,
our
there's
last names.
yeah, so there's Jewel
Tolentino.
and then there's Arit
Esalen.
Beautiful. Esalentino artists on YouTube. Yes. All right, we appreciate you making it to the end. We love you all, and we hope you've enjoyed this. If you'd like to see more of Jewel and Ari, we please subscribe to them on YouTube, because we'll get a whole lot more of them then.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for watching. We really appreciate it.
We hope to connect with you again soon.